Yes, this is Jim Elliott.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm very well. Tell me your name again.
The first name is Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, and the last name is Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T.
And Barry, where are you located?
I am at Cobb Basra, Iraq.
Can you spell that for me?
Sure, it's Cobb, C-O-B, and then Basra, B-A-S-R-A, and it's in the southern part of Iraq.
Of Iraq. And what is your rank? What do I call you?
Lieutenant is fine. First lieutenant.
First lieutenant.
Yes.
And I need to say what division you're with, so if you could tell me how to say that, I would appreciate it, how to write it.
Sure. It's the 36th Infantry Division.
Okay.
And we are located out of Camp Mabry, Texas.
Out of Camp Mabry. So a Texas guy, well, maybe not. Where are you from?
I am from San Antonio.
Are you really? Awesome.
Yes.
Well,
yeah, that's
what?
I'm sorry, yes, that's what I live and work in San Antonio, and then I drill as a guardsman in Austin.
Oh, so you're with the National Guard?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Okay, the Texas.
Yeah, we're a complete National Guard unit.
I see. Okay. So I say the 36th Infantry Division of the Texas National Guard.
Correct.
Okay,
yes, ma'am.
Good. All right. So if you have any afterthoughts about any way I need to make sure that I say it right, let me know. All right. So how long have you been over there?
I have been here since January.
And did you ship out one day and then the next day you arrived there in Cobb Basra?
No, basically I went through some training at Fort Benning, Georgia for about a week, and then it got to Kuwait, and then it takes about 2 or 3 days to actually get to Basra from Kuwait.
So is it the city name is Basra?
Yes, it's a city name, and it's also the name for our post, which is basically surrounds the airport here.
And that's the word Cobb?
Right, that's the Cobb.
So what is your unit assigned to do?
Well, basically it's a division headquarters, and the main goal is to advise and assist the Iraqi security forces and the provincial government that the Iraqis have in place. So it's basically to assist and train them in preparation for basically us turning the whole area over to them and leaving the country by the end of the year.
Okay, so hopefully you'll have a one-year assignment there.
Yes, yeah. Basically, we'll probably be out of here by September,
okay.
Middle of September, end of September timeframe.
Okay. My note on you also says that you have ties to Somerset, Kentucky, and Deerfield Beach, Florida. You want to tell me about that?
Well, I'm originally from Somerset, Kentucky. I came to San Antonio when I was on active duty, stayed in the area, went to law school there. I work in San Antonio. So I've really been in San Antonio since 97, so about 14 years now.
And
then my wife's family is from Florida.
Okay, but your wife and your children live here?
Yes, they live in San Antonio as well.
Okay, and you practice law here?
Right, I'm with the district attorney's office. I'm a prosecutor in San Antonio.
Okay, so since you've been gone, they've instituted this program to help soldiers reach out to their families. Have you already been able to do that? And if so, tell me about it.
Well, basically, what we have here is basically through either telephone, email, Skype, that type of thing, I'm pretty much able to stay in contact with my family pretty much anytime I need to. I talk to my wife pretty much on a daily basis, so we're very fortunate in that regard.
Well, that is good. I guess the I was supposed to have an interview with the major who put this into action earlier today, and I haven't heard from him yet, so I don't really have a background on the system itself. But maybe you could tell me what sort of benefits this initiative to have soldiers available for interviews in their hometowns. What has that done for the men and women, and how has it benefited them?
Well, I think more in many ways, it's probably just as important to the local communities, especially since we're guardsmen. our employers, a lot of times, they pretty much just have to make do without us being there. Our families have to make do without us being there. So it's kind of it's really more of an opportunity for them. It allows them to know what we're doing, why we have to be gone, what's going on over here. Especially in our situation, we're basically leaving a civilian job, families behind, and going out and deploying, and leaving basically the civilian employers and the families to pretty much take care of everything else. So I think any opportunity that we have to let the community know, let the people back in San Antonio and Austin know what we're doing is a good thing, is a positive thing.
And so have you known some of the other soldiers that have actually done this?
I don't. I'm not sure. I'm trying to think right now if I know anyone else who's done interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And I do know one. I do one other person who's done an interview who's with, basically he's with a unit out of Hawaii, and so he did an interview back there.
I see. How did you get wind of that?
He works with me. He's another judge advocate, another lawyer in our section.
Oh, I
and,
see.
He was letting me know one day that he also did one of these interviews.
Okay, so are you a judge advocate there with the Army?
Yes, ma'am. That's fine. Civilian-wise, I'm a prosecutor, and then with the Army, I serve as a judge advocate.
Okay. Goodness, I guess I didn't expect that. I guess I didn't expect that they needed a lot of attorneys right on the firing lines.
Well, that's where we're basically, we go wherever the soldiers, where the infantry soldiers are. That's kind of where we're needed. So we advise and assist the commanders here locally if they have questions about what they can do and when they can do certain things. So we pretty much, from a proximity standpoint, have to be where they are. So here we are.
I see. Okay. So advising the, I guess, with legal matters and other things that just come up as a result of being alive?
Sure. And then also the commanders need legal advice, and then also soldiers in their day-to-day life. Just because they're here, it doesn't mean that everything else in their life stops happening. So their family back in the States still may have legal issues that come up. They still have to do things, so they need, sometimes they need legal representation and legal advice while they're here.
I think that's great. Well, congratulations on the service that you're providing, and thank you so much for doing it. Do you have any other thoughts about this program that provides an opportunity for soldiers to interview with their hometown media?
Well, I think, just kind of reiterating, and like I said, it's something that's a really important part of our mission, because obviously here we're focused on our mission here as far as advising, training, assisting the Iraqis. But at the same time, it's very good and positive for our friends, family members, employers back in the States to kind of understand what we're doing, know what we're doing, and know that even though it's a sacrifice on their behalf for us to be gone, that it's for a good reason.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any other things you want to say about what you are doing so that we can pass that on to your, well, you talk to your family every day, but still their friends and other people might want to, your friends want to know about it, I'm sure.
In a great position, I do get to talk to my wife pretty much on a daily basis. But other than the fact that it's sometimes difficult to be gone, but overall the mission keeps you very busy, and definitely look forward to returning to Texas in September.
Anything you want to say to your compadres down at the DA's office?
Well, thanks for covering for me. That's the main thing. I know it's it means extra work for everybody else, but again, look forward to getting back to work when I get home.
What court are you in?
I actually don't work in a court. I'm assigned to the white-collar crime division. It's where I was working when I left.
Uh-huh.
So we basically have cases that appear in pretty much every court.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, Barry, I really appreciate it. Maybe we get to meet when you get back.
Okay. Terrific. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you. And take care.
All right. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye.